Right, what do I need? I'm going to get us some wine options.
Okay.
This is going to be the dumbest hour you've ever spent.
Okay, all right.
So, don't get your hopes up. You ready?
I don't know, yeah?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
We'll never be ready. Are you comfy?
I'm comfy, yeah, super comfy.
Great.
Free for a quick chat.
Welcome to HR You OK, Hun, the podcast dedicated to the stupid, disgusting, and weird world of work through the eyes of the team statistically more likely to be called Karen, the HR department. And that is a fact.
No.
It is. Got the stats right here.
Oh, yeah.
2.6% of HR and recruitment professionals are called Karen, who were asked. Next was Paul at 2.4%.
What?
Yeah, then Julie at 2.3%.
I know a Julie from HR.
Right? I know a Julie from HR.
Yeah.
And I know two Karens from HR. I don't know any Pauls.
No, where are they?
1% for Lizzie. Well, it was Liz, actually.
More professional, isn't
it? Yeah, a bit more professional than Lizzie. What are you, five? Me? Couldn't find any Jamies. So
well,
you're unique.
Maybe I'm the only one.
Yeah. Each episode, we'll be sharing the most horrendous work stories, spreading the latest gossip, and answering your HR conundrum, wherever they are.
You people out
yeah,
there.
You, please listen.
They're already listening if you're saying that.
Oh, yeah.
Please keep listening.
Keep listening. Yeah. Stay tuned. This is going to be some really hot content. I'm Lizzie Boyd, and joining me today is Jamie from HR.
Hello.
Woo! Woo! Sound effects. You okay, hun?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm good, I think. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to pour you a drink. Would you like rosé or white?
It has to be rosé.
And have you seen who it's from?
It's Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's rosé because there was an HR job that I worked in and the password to one of our like major spreadsheets that we used to use was rosé wine. So it's been like a running joke. Whenever I see them, we're always on the rosé wine.
Who made that up? An HR person?
An HR person.
Rosé wine.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it stayed forevermore.
It is the HR drink.
I think it's changed
drink.
Now, but, you know, when business got serious. Well, cheers.
Cheers. Yeah, I didn't know that Kylie had done a rosé.
No, do you think Kylie has had any involvement with this at all?
Oh, I should hope so, but probably not.
This is delicious, thank you.
It is actually quite nice.
Yeah.
The review out of 10?
I'm going to give it a 8 out of 10.
Flipping hell.
For a rosé. I mean,
yeah,
not
yeah,
of all drinks.
No. South-facing vineyards of France. Bollocks. Where is it really made?
It's the deadliest wine in Western Australia.
Yeah.
Made by Kylie Minogue.
Oh, yeah, what we do is we mix red and white together. Add a bit of vinegar.
Danny, get more white.
I can't. God damn it, Danny. God.
The Minogue family vineyard.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You sleeping well?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I don't know.
Never am. Yeah.
That's the thing about people in HR. No one asks you how you are.
No.
So I never know how to answer.
Yeah, never. Whoa, this question's
yeah, exactly.
come out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Emily, who has been with us on other episodes,
oh, yeah.
says she sleeps like a baby.
Like swaddled.
Nappy
done. Nappy on.
She's waking up every half hour for a scream.
Yeah, fair.
How long have you been in the biz?
Something like 16 or 17 years.
Mm.
I know I don't look old enough to have been
you
doing
don't.
My job that long.
What did you start when you were 3?
Yeah, it was my first job at university and one of the few HR people that decided to go into it.
Yeah.
Lots more people just fall into it from random places.
Yeah, I'm already ready to top up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to race.
No.
Do you enjoy your work?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, people don't ever say thank you or really appreciate anything that you're doing.
No. I know what you mean, yeah. It's not for the person who needs to be outwardly appreciated.
Yeah.
Apart from on LinkedIn, they love HR on LinkedIn, don't they?
Do they?
Everyone's banging on. Everyone's an HR expert on LinkedIn now.
You've got a bubble. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, fair enough.
You
well,
know.
Everyone's a bloody HR expert. Because is your name Karen?
Oh,
because if not, I don't think you qualify.
Yeah, you're not qualified. 2.6%. She's drinking some Kylie Minogue rosé. She's typing on her computer, password 123 rosé. It would be interesting to see how many Karens listen to this.
Yeah, if you're a Karen, write in.
Write in. Tell us about yourself.
Write in.
And by the way, we love Karens.
Yeah.
Not in the meme sense, but like you've had a rough old time with your name.
You deserve a glass of rosé.
You do deserve a glass of rosé. Okay, so Jamie.
Yes.
The moment you've been waiting for, probably.
Yeah.
Story time.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes. So people have been writing in with their stories. I've got some good ones and bad. Some of them are so bad that I'm like, oh, I can't use this.
Yeah.
But do you keep sending them because it's really good gossip?
Yeah.
And also some of them are just like really sad. So I'm like, well, okay. I don't really want to drink and think about that.
Special Blue Monday episode.
Yeah.
It's a shame we've got to wait a year for that.
Every Monday's a Blue Monday for me.
Oh, God. Are you okay, hon?
No. So thank you once again to everyone who sent in their workplace tales, dumb rumours and HR questions. And as always, if you would like to get in touch, the email address is hruokhun@gmail.com. Right, let's get into it.
All right.
This one's called Jeff Off.
Okay, good. I'm loving
this
title
already.
It's
not a euphemism. Yeah. Oh, God. Okay. I used to work in a call centre, and the man who owned the company, we'll call him Jeff, not his real name, was an awful human being.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff was going through a pretty nasty divorce while I worked there, and it constantly affected his mood. Anyway, this particular day, Jeff was out, and a woman came up to the office asking for him. She was furious.
Okay.
Any guesses? Who can it be?
His wife?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
One of the managers, who obviously recognised her, tried to explain that Jeff wasn't in, but she was having none of it. She then turned to me and said, "Do you know who I am? I'm Jeff's wife."
Yeah.
Celebrity.
Yeah.
She then tells me all about the divorce and all the legal angles that her lawyer is taking. She wouldn't leave, so the manager eventually called Jeff to come and deal with her.
Ooh.
I know, deal with her. I've been dealt with a few times. Not in a...
Yeah. Right. Brag.
Yeah. I'm actually sexually active. Oh, God. Cut that. She wouldn't leave, so the manager eventually called Jeff to come and deal with her. Not in a sexy way. By the time Jeff came back to the office, all hell broke loose. She started throwing things from my desk.
Oh, my God.
Pens, pencils, and my stapler.
Oh, a stapler, that could do some damage.
It can do some damage. Also, don't take my stationery. Do you remember those blue tack bombs at school?
No.
You'd get the blue tack sheet, and you'd make a little pinch pot.
Oh, yeah.
And then the cartridge from the fountain pen.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do know about this. Yeah.
Pop it, put it in the bowl, seal it up, and be like, draw some blue tack. No one can resist squeezing the blue tack, and then it would squeeze all over the...
So what you think this person who sent in the story should have been like, oh, it's going to kick off, time to start making a blue tack bomb.
Yeah.
So that when she kicks off...
She's ready. She's armed.
She's armed to take Jeff out.
She's armed to take Jeff. Yeah.
He's been... It sounds like he's been doing a nutting.
Yeah.
She's like, it's going to kick off. Jeff. Going to move my stapler to the edge of the table. All my pencils and my pens.
Jeff,
like...
Jeff is a nasty guy.
Let me just sharpen this pencil real quick.
Here's an elastic band and a sharpened pencil. Off you go, Janet. Okay, she's throwing all the stuff at him. When she ran out of things to throw, she just hurled herself at him. And they started struggling right there in the middle of the office.
What?
We know. Eventually, someone called the police.
Eventually.
Yeah, we could all be like, oh my God. They're fighting, aren't they? Look, they're fighting.
Oh my God.
What do you
mean? Oh my God. Eventually, someone called the police. So she left and he followed her outside.
Uh-oh.
By the time he came back, he had a cut lip and a gash that was bleeding on the top of his head. I know you shouldn't laugh. But
Jeff, why did you follow her out? That was stupid.
Follow her out. Don't follow out a woman who's been chucking a saber at you.
Yeah.
You're gonna get bust up.
If you're gonna mess with a bull, you're gonna get the horns.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. That's, again, sounds quite sexual though.
It does, yeah.
You know, she's an angry lady. And we all know angry ladies. Oh, okay. I'm not saying I believe in domestic violence. It's an awful thing. Yes, thank you for confirming that. Agreed.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, but...
No, that should never follow that statement. Should never follow...
This guy was an absolute pig, so it was just amazing to watch. It was honestly the best day in the office because he was so humiliated by the whole thing that he let us go home early and bought us pizza the next day.
What? Oh my goodness, embarrassment pizza. I wonder what flavour they went for. Like, egg on your face.
Yeah, a Florentine. Is that the one with egg?
Yeah, that's the one with an egg. Yeah, yeah.
Pizza. Patching over shitty teen culture since 1999. Pizza is delicious, though.
If your business is in trouble, get everyone pizza.
Get everyone a pizza.
That'll fix it.
Oh, you need everyone to stay late?
Get them a pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this next story is called Game On. A few jobs back, there was an office table football competition, and I managed to get to the final. Played this guy, beat him, and then he got in a massive strop. The next day, he raised a formal complaint with HR that I was distracting him during the game and demanded a rematch. I had to give my £25 Amazon voucher back.
No! Oh, God.
HR!
Stop.
Anyway, I beat him again, and he never spoke to me after that, but I did get the voucher back.
Nothing is HR mandated rematch. Oh my goodness.
Imagine if that was like all you had to deal with if you were HR. I want to work. Where was this? I want to work there.
Or that would be like, you've got so much other shit. Be like, yeah, whatever. Rematch. It's
rematched.
Fine.
Just get out. £25. Lovely. yeah, what? King Baby.
King Baby?
Have you heard of that, King Baby?
No.
It's an actual thing when grown men feel like they're the king. But are also massive babies.
I love that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've all met one.
Yeah.
Or two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And in HR, you've got to pretend that they're not a baby.
Yeah, you have to be like, oh, I'm listening, and your opinion is valid.
Yeah, okay, I can see how you'd feel like that. That's one of the things you don't get from people outside of HR.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Are you fucking joking?
Yeah.
Why am I suddenly scared?
Hello.
Love that.
I feel like Silver Black just manifested.
Surprise, surprise! Yeah. No, that's totally normal. This next story is called DuckTales.
Okay.
The day started as any other, with the office printer, also known as the Beast, breaking again. And as it often did, the task seemed to fall to our IT guy. We'll call him Jerry. IT.
Yeah.
Basically the same as HR, isn't it? Pretty much in terms of, like, ranking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's us and
people
IT.
Only go to you with problems.
Yeah. Yeah, and jobs that are outside your remit.
Yeah, yeah.
Both shunned at parties. The Beast was notorious for its unpredictable temperament. One moment it would be fine, and the next it would jam up and cause extreme rage. Despite numerous attempts by Jerry to tame the Beast, it remained a wild card. This person's brilliant at writing. And it was too expensive to just replace willy-nilly.
Who's willy nilly?
Exactly.
Why are we replacing them?
Another anonymous person.
I thought the person in actually was called Jerry.
I'm confused.
Who's Willy?
So, after some eye rolling and a bit of cheer on from us, Jerry prepared to fight the Beast. A few people gathered round, not really for interest, but mainly as something else to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be me. After several tense minutes, Jerry emerged, triumphant, holding a mangled rubber duck.
What?
It was discovered that the CEO had been using the rubber duck for rubber duck debugging.
I know this.
I was just going to say it. I bet you know what this is.
I know what this is. I do this in HR as well. So rubber ducking is where you have a rubber duck. And you've got a problem or a question or something you can't solve. And where you would turn to the person next to you, like, you say it to the rubber duck. And more times than not, you will solve your own problem just by saying it out loud. And you'll come up with the answer. And you're just like, lovely. That was so helpful, thank you. And they're like,
oh, it's fine.
Quack! They're like, wow, you're welcome. Yes, I didn't know about this.
Yeah.
But it makes so much sense. Because sometimes you just need to say it out loud.
Yes. Yeah, so rubber ducky, I can definitely recommend it.
Rubber duck debugging. In a moment of absent-mindedness, he had left his rubber duck on the printer, and it got sucked somehow into place.
How the hell does a duck get sucked into a printer?
The only thing that I can imagine is if it was one of those like small ones. You know, like a really tiny one.
Like a bite size. A mini muffin size.
Yeah.
Not a full muffin.
Exactly. Exactly.
One is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Too small.
And they come in the pack, like the tray of 12. And you just
I'd feel silly asking a duck that small the question.
I want an established duck.
I don't want a junior duck. I
don't want small duck energy.
I want a senior or principal duck. Please.
Principal duck. I do, yeah. I agree. So there is one more note. We now have a sign that says 0 ducks given on the printer.
Lovely.
Perfect. A gorgeous little ending to that story.
Okay.
This is called shampoo. I used to work at a fitness centre. There were loads of people going in and out, and there was a swimming pool which usually ended up quite hectic. It wasn't a luxury establishment by any means, and you wouldn't be surprised to find a floating plaster or two in the pool.
Classic.
Lovely. The swimming pool had communal showers and soap dispensers. One of the jobs we had to do at the end of the day was check for refill needs and do a general recce of the changing rooms for anything untoward. Condoms, old tampons were not uncommon. Not that I'm proud, but this was a weekend job for me and I was paid minimum wage. So I wasn't exactly paying full attention during these checks.
Fair.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, get what you pay for.
Yeah. In fact, I was more interested in flirting with the lifeguards who, in the leisure game, were the cheerleaders / jocks of the centre.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Gorgeous. Anyway, let's just say that after a long shift on a Saturday, I wasn't as diligent as I should have been. A quick scan and everything seemed to be in order. The next morning, my negligence was unveiled. I was called into the manager's office as they were investigating a customer complaint relating to a serious incident in the pool showers. It turned out that someone thought it'd be funny to really lean into the latter half of the word shampoo. Yes,
no,
they did a shit in one of the shampoo dispensers.
No! Not in a dispenser.
After having a whole evening to marinate in the shampoo dispenser, the liquid poo was discovered by an unsuspecting swimmer after their morning swim. The truth became evident only as they lathered it into their...
No! That's disgusting! I can't believe that. I can't.
That's disgusting.
No. It would have been so mixed in. Oh, it would have been...
You'd be like, oh, brown. It must be chocolate-scented.
So the person must have, like, pooed on the floor and then picked it up and put it in.
Sure. Yeah, you can't. I mean, they're on the wall, aren't they?
Yeah. You'd have to be very tall.
You'd be very tall.
You'd notice that person.
Yeah, you'd see them.
Be like, was there anyone who was, like, 12 foot tall?
Can the 12-foot gentleman please return to the front desk? Thankfully, it was decided that even though I hadn't done the proper checks, it would have been too hard to detect. On the downside, I realised that doing those checks wasn't really my thing, and I never got a date with the lifeguard either, so I left.
Yeah,
fair. Stupid.
I worked in an office once where someone, like, smeared poop all over the bathroom stall.
Do you know that's really common?
Have you had that as well?
What the hell? Who's...
There's poo smearers out there.
Poo smearers? We've actually got a story, which I'll do in another day. What did you do? Because obviously you had to do something to your HR.
This was like a very early HR job. And it was the facilities team. But they, like, yeah. Praise the facilities team.
Oh, my God. Can you look around at all the office workers?
And it's like, it's somebody in this office.
Well, it's fucking one of yours.
Very, very strange.
Yeah,
people
horrid.
Are weird.
I know, the worst. Okay, now we're moving on to our next section, which is office gossip.
Oh my God, have you got any gossip? Oh my God, I know she doesn't crack. Oh my God, it's outrageous. What the actual F?
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm so ready for this.
Okay, this one is good.
What's the goss?
Sally was off sick with stress for 1 month, and all I'm saying is she has bigger tits now.
Whoa.
Sally, good on you. Go for it. Has she got a tan as well? Has she been to Turkey?
Who's her doctor?
The boob doctor.
Listen, she might have been stressed that she had small boobs.
Maybe, yeah. And now she's not so stressed about it.
She's not stressed anymore.
Yeah.
She's stressed because she had an op coming up.
Next gossip.
Someone is stealing toilet rolls at our work. Context: nobody's on less than 35k. It's been happening for about 4 months now, and there's talk of bringing in bag checks. Cheap it.
Bag checks. That's an interesting one. It's not the pandemic anymore. Exactly. You don't need to stock up.
Maybe someone just got a taste for it in the pandemic.
Yeah. I would not steal office toilet rolls. They're kind of basic and... Do you think they're those big ones? Like the enormous...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but actually maybe not.
Could just be a normal...
If it is the big ones, then that's... bold as brass.
Imagine one of those like rolling out of your cupboard and going down the stairs. Going down the street.
At Halloween, like a house getting toilet rolled for one of those.
You'd smash the person's window, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd kill the cat.
Yeah.
So yeah. Interesting. Do you get back in touch if the mystery gets solved?
Maybe it's the one who's been stuffing toilet roll down her bra.
Oh my god, maybe it's Sally! Okay, last bit of gossip for you, Jamie. Yeah. This is more of a confession. I think the reason the expensive office plant died is because I keep pouring the tea that my colleague makes me into it. It's so disgusting, so I can't drink it.
I mean, I'm going to say scalding hot water is not something that a plant likes.
I would like more confessions, please. Yeah. Actually, if you have a workplace confession, I would like to hear it.
Have you killed anything in an office before?
Yeah, me.
Well, anyone, but you, yes.
I've killed the mood a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. Tell the person how you like your tea.
Yeah.
Or stop accepting tea from them.
Exactly. Make your own bloody tea.
Stop killing living things.
Yeah, stop making the plants suffer just because you aren't assertive and can't say that you don't like the tea.
Yeah, fair.
Why don't you offer to do the tea? Actually, I'm angry with this person.
Well done. We really appreciate that you owned up to it. We'd love to hear from you again. More confessions.
More, bring it on. More.
We may or may not
savage
you on this podcast.
But... Probably will. Probably will. So, Jamie.
Yes.
We've had a lot of stories and a bit of gossip.
Yeah.
Who's your HR soul of the week?
I just love this wife. Yeah. The wife who's come in.
Jeff's wife.
Yeah. I want to imagine that Jeff's wife is also the one who's been off with stress for a month and has got a boob job
and is
stuffing the toilet roll under her boobs. I'm imagining she's in there. She's like, I'm going to show Jeff.
Jeff doesn't know what he's missing.
He doesn't know what he's missing. I'm going to go and show him. Grab some toilet roll. Stuff them in there. She's like, I've been off with Jeff for a month. And what do you think of these?
I wasn't just a slag. Yeah. I was a total slag.
Picks up the stapler. Yeah. I mean.
Oh my God.
She's my new icon.
Yeah, I love her. Jeff's wife, get in touch. If you can decipher that it's you that we're talking
about.
Yeah,
if that was you.
So... You know what I'm getting really... It's an EastEnders clip that's become like a bit of a cult classic.
Is it Cat?
It's not Cat. It's Bubbly's in the Fridge. That's what it's called. It's actually perfect for this podcast.
That's what I'm imagining.
She's Bubbly.
She's Bubbly.
Bubbly's in the bed. Do you know who I am?
That is so perfect.
It's so good. Oh, God. No, that's totally normal. So now we move on to the final part of the episode, which is Advice Corner.
Okay, yeah.
So we've had... Oh, let's actually have a little top up.
Okay.
We might as well finish the bottle.
Might as well.
Now that we've had half a bottle of Kylie Minogue Rosé...
Yeah.
Are you ready to give some HR advice?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to try and be HR sincere and do my best.
Okay. If you have a workplace conundrum or question and you want a couple of half-pissed HR people to give you advice, please write in. I've said this the last couple of times, so I will say it again. Some of the stuff that we get in is a bit heavy for the podcast, but I'll still answer you. So if you've got a question, just write in, but it might not make it on the podcast if it's like just really depressing.
Tragic.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair. But like, just let us know. You're always here to help. Okay. So Jamie, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Someone I line manage was off sick all week and another person in the team showed me their Instagram. They'd been out partying. Where do I stand and what do I tell the team?
Oh my goodness. Well,
to be honest, depends what they're off sick for, eh? I don't know.
Yeah. How long have they been off for? A week.
A week. Also, like, have you got that, like, you can't be intrude too much.
To be honest, when I've had that in the past, it's kind of done and dusted.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty bad when it comes down to it of how you're going to trust them.
What are they saying? Why are they off sick?
What are they saying? The thing is, if you're off sick, even if you want to go out partying and you feel well enough to, and you were genuinely sick, you just don't.
Yeah. So I would thank the team members for just be like, cool, you don't need to worry about this anymore.
Yeah. So then you've got to demonstrate to the people that are like, what are they going to do now?
Yeah.
It's not just about the person who's off sick. It's mm-hmm. about what you do to demonstrate that you actually care about the people that turn up every day. So you kind of got to do something about
You've got to do something. Just be like, okay, I'm going to do something. Leave it with me.
But you got to do something.
You have to do something. Yeah.
You can't just be like, difficult. Yeah. I'm just going to ignore it and pretend.
You've got to say something.
Try and be
sick. Speak to them about it. Ask them what the hell is going on.
Mm-hmm. You never know. Sometimes people come out with stuff, actually, I'm a massive alcoholic and I don't know how to deal with it. So it's in everyone's best interest just to be like, tell me what's happening.
And then whatever happens, whatever you decide, I guess it will become evident that you've dealt with it in whatever way is appropriate.
Yeah, that's the thing as well. They'll tell everyone what you're not really able to tell them.
Yeah.
And people will be like, oh, okay, it's been dealt with.
That's the other thing, actually. Always assume everyone knows everything.
Yeah, because anything you say behind closed doors,
it ain't behind closed doors. No. That's actually brilliant business advice.
Yeah.
And we're half a bottle in.
Yeah.
Each. Question number two. What is HR even there for? Whose side are they on? Is it for the employees or is it for the business?
Okay, let me ask you. Whose side are you on, person writing the question? Are you on the company's side? Yeah. Or you were working against the company?
Yeah.
Because there's a very like implicit thing. Like, you're either working for the company or you're, why are you working there?
If you don't... Where are you working? It sounds shit.
Yeah.
My manager makes our team all come into the office 4 days a week, even though that's not a company policy. Thing is, I wouldn't mind if there was a specific reason, but she just chats all day and tries to gossip, and I actually just can't get my work done. And then she'll switch and reprimand us for not getting our work done. Any advice?
God. What a nightmare.
Is this Jeff's wife again? Sounds like very Jeff's wife sort of thing.
And you'll never guess what he did then. That's just a bad manager.
Yeah.
But she doesn't care that she's a bad manager.
She doesn't care. I kind of think you've got to speak to her.
Oh, no.
I do think. I think you've got to say, I think play to her human friend side. Because she clearly is like, she's gossiping and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
She's probably wanting to like build rapport. She's probably an insecure manager. This is an insecure manager.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, she wants to get them on her side.
Yeah.
I'm going to say radical candor. So the model of radical candor is care personally and act directly.
Care personally and challenge directly.
Challenge directly. So you should know that she's obviously quite insecure. Going in too hard of like, you're annoying.
Oh,
is going to completely feed into
she
that fear.
That.
But to challenge directly, say, I would love to talk to you in a time where I'm not trying to get my work done.
Yeah.
I'm really struggling to hit my deadlines, and the way that you can help me and that I'll love you as a manager is by making space for me to get my work done. Right. Might also just be terrible.
She sounds like a terrible
she
manager.
She might just be...
I'll be honest.
She doesn't care about managing. She just wants a group of people who are captive that she can gossip to.
And you got to... Also, the coming into the office thing. Like, ask, like, why? Okay, like, what is the purpose? I'll happily come in if it's a team thing, but, like...
Yeah.
So let us know how it goes.
Yes.
If you've got any other questions, please let us know. Write in hruokhunt@gmail.com. I think we're done here.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening to another episode of HRUOKHunt. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you for having me. Oh, it's been super fun.
Thank you. It's been so lovely to have you in here.
Yeah. feel like it should be like a combined HR and wine review.
Yes.
You should do some of the Sussex vineyards because they can drive you one down.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Lizzie from the hugely popular...
Hugely popular. We've got 2 subscribers.
You and Nick?
Yeah. I will subscribe to my own podcast, yeah. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, please like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And share with your friends. Huge thank you to everyone who sent in their questions, gossip, and workplace tales. If you have something you want to tell us, get in touch at hruokhun@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram. Goodbye!
Goodbye!
Oh my God.
Are you free for a quick chat?
I'm critical level needing a wee.